You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Shit. Sorry.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I can't find my headphones. I usually try to pack them on my person rather than in the backpack because then I have to get up and sorry. So I think I got them in here somewhere.
Did you check your fanny pack or you think they're definitely in the pockets?
No, well, I checked my fanny pack.
Do you want help or just making it harder?
I'm good. Sorry, I can tell I'm annoying you. I apologize.
No, I thought I might be annoying you.
Okay, there we go. Found them.
Great.
They were in the inner pocket inside my pocket. You ever use those? It's like a small key pocket almost, but I put my little iPod.
Never on purpose.
Yeah, never on purpose.
Sometimes I'll find something and that's where it went.
Yeah. Well, anyway, nice to meet you. I don't want to disturb you on the flight or anything, but
likewise.
My name's Joseph, by the way.
Len.
Nice to meet you, Len.
Likewise again.
What do you got in Austin?
Business.
Business, yeah. Yeah. Cool. What do you do?
People get judgmental when I tell them, but it's just what I do. So I'm just going to say it. I'm in the oil business.
Hey, everybody's got to do something.
All right. Thank you.
I know there's an oil business.
Especially on the way to Austin, I can tell you you look like an Austin guy, it might be a little more on.
Oh, my tattoos.
Environmental and the whole thing, the tattoos.
Yeah,
the
I'm a chef.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm a chef, so I can have these.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Chefs can have lots of tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyone can.
Sure, but back of the house.
Right. Oh, you're not seeing customers.
Yeah. So a lot of people see my tattoos and they think, crime or something.
Yeah.
But it's just I'm a chef.
It's not crime. Too.
Chefs can have tattoos is all I'm saying.
Let me ask you something. How you go to a restaurant, how are you ordering your steak?
Well, it depends on what kind of restaurant, but generally I'm ordering medium rare.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. I always wonder what
did I just get quizzed on my food?
Well, you get chefs doing all this newfangled stuff, but we've been eating steaks since man met cow.
Right.
And you just cook it enough to make sure it's cooked, but you want the pink, you want the flavor.
You
want
to stay healthy, of course.
You want to be tasting the cow still the whole time, yeah. Out of respect to the
Of course. I'm right bovine. There with you. Respect for the bovine, absolutely, and you don't want to overcook it. Just ruins the product.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. I like that attitude.
I think you'd be surprised what we have in common. I'm a businessman.
Yeah.
I'm a chef. I got tattoos. I'm an artist, sure. A lot of people say that about me. But, I agree. We got to do things the right way.
Well, we got a few hours ahead of us here. I don't want to be antagonistic.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know that I would call it art.
Call what?
Call it art.
Oh, well, yeah, you just don't get it.
Maybe.
So that makes sense that you would.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, we do some fun stuff. It's more nourishment than art, for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a little bit of artistic license you can take.
I think if you can eat it, it's not art.
Okay.
As a general rule.
Uh-huh.
I'm a bit of a connoisseur of art, actually.
Really?
Yeah, once I got into the, I made a little money off of the thing that I do, and sure. You got to do something with that money, and so I met some folks who kind of turned me on to art as an investment opportunity.
That's
and
interesting.
So I'll buy art, and I've become a bit of a connoisseur of art.
I'm doing the same thing right now with NFTs. NFTs? It's the art of the future. Uh-uh. A lot of tattooed people have it. And
NFTs?
It's non-fungible tokens.
Like mushrooms?
Fungus? You talking about fungus?
I don't know. I'm just trying to put together what you said.
No, non-fungible token means
mushrooms.
It's something you can't fudge with, I think. I don't know all about all the technology, but people mint, art or something like that, and then they sell it on the open market
like
on the blockchain.
Arcade? Like
you're not
going to
get this. It's fine. It's fine. You're not going to get this.
What do you mean token?
It's digital. It's digital art.
Like on sold the internet. On the internet. People draw pictures on the internet and they sell it to you on the internet?
Draw, make, produce, something like that. It's a lot of people actually kind of relate it to mining. You know, like mining for oil.
Yeah.
You're kind of mining this resource.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so it might be something you actually are interested in.
Well, mining is inherently incredibly dangerous. It's a big risk. Mm-hmm. It takes man hours, man work. You don't mine at your computer. There's no risk. You're not taking on things.
I guess you get a virus, you get hacked.
Yeah, then you get a new computer. But, I mean, in the mines, you know, I know an oil man who lost his damn foot.
Wow.
You said There Will Be Blood?
I did.
Fantastic film.
That is.
And it's what it's like. That's what it's like.
Well,
you got to work hard.
You live in modern times.
Well, absolutely. And I'm not the one getting the oil, but that's what it's
like. Yeah, you're the boss, right? So you're not really in the mine.
No, but that's what makes the oil worth.
You are wearing a pretty nice suit. Big cowboy hat. I'll give you big cowboy hat voice.
Well, my grandpappy gave me the cowboy hat. It was his cowboy hat.
Was he an oil man as well?
Yes.
Seems like a family business.
Yes, I was born into it. But yeah. You know,
where are you from originally?
Born?
Yeah.
San Luis Obispo.
Really? I was trying to place your accent. I thought I heard a little California in there.
Well, maybe a little bit. But in the house, we spoke Texan. We spoke cowboy.
That does make sense. You make your money, you don't want to live in a hellhole like Texas, right?
Yes.
It's just...
Well, no, it's a beautiful state. It is a beautiful state. It's just where we ended up, you know. We were friends of the Hurst family. And,
wow, William Randolph. Parents,
yes, and his
children. Incredible. And that's so some old money.
Near the castle.
Wow.
Just so we could
up on the hill.
Access to the castle.
Wow. So this is a bit of a character for you.
No, this is me.
Okay, all right, I see your angle here. No, I see your angle. I'm not really an artist. I don't even like tattoos.
Yeah.
No, well, don't go so far.
Did you design your tattoos?
I can say it.
Well, two chefs are not artists. It's okay. Did you design
some
your tattoos?
Some chefs are artists. No, I didn't. I always just pick a number on the wall. That's my tattoos.
So you're not really that big of a fan of Betty Boop?
Well... I know how many Betty Boops are on my body would tell you different, but
do you
just,
pick the number not seeing and you just happen to accidentally pick a bunch of boops?
I'll tell you what, it's a freak mistake. I go up and I say, whatever's in your book, and I go sequentially one higher each time. Because I just need to get tattoos to get chef cred.
So,
because he says everybody has them. So if you don't have them, it's like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You're not an artist? The truth is, no. I'm a businessman.
Yeah.
Selling food is a great business.
Right.
Food doesn't cost that much, but you can sell it for a lot.
That's true. I agree with you.
A lot of markup, a lot of profit margin.
I agree with you on that. You know, there's money to be made everywhere.
There is.
Everything's
the market.
What's your restaurant called that you work at?
Bovine.
It's
actually called Bovine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
beef forward.
It's
beef forward, I would say.
So I go into Bovine. Is this in Austin, or are you
going into Austin
to get? Okay, wow.
Yeah.
And I come into Bovine. Let's say I'm trying to wine and dine some people, or they're trying to wine and dine me, one way or the other. What's the one thing we have to try on the menu?
God, I mean, I think the beef cheek is really nice.
Beef cheek.
The bone marrow is also a very great sort of mid-level dish, you know what I mean? It's not quite an appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the only appetizer, but you want it somewhere in your courses. Every fourth Sunday of the month, we do a prefix menu, and that can get hairy sometimes because sometimes there's five Sundays and we forget.
So do you say every last Sunday, and sometimes people come on the fifth, and you meant, oh, we should have said fourth
We had to change
Sunday.
It to fourth because we were getting some discrepancies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but absolutely the beef cheek. Come on in. I'll get you done right.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you serve just a normal part of the cow, or do I have to eat the ones that are all odd now?
Sure. If you want a steak, we can do that.
All right.
But, you know, that's sort of pedestrian for us. Of course, a meat eater like myself loves a good steak, but... we've all been there, you know? So the whole point with Bovine is really to appreciate the full animal. So you can come in and get hoof if you want to.
God.
You can come in and get toe, because there's a difference.
They got toes?
There's a difference between toe and hoof.
I've been around a mite a few cows, and I don't know that I ever seen a cow toe.
Absolutely. Well, it's a bit of a play, but yeah. Yeah.
Is it like buffalo wings? How buffalo don't really have wings?
That's exactly what it's like. What was your name again? Len.
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 I knew.
That's exactly what it's like, Len.
Yeah, Len.
Because it's your real name.
Len Silverberg.
Okay, so you're Jewish.
So?
No. No. No judgment, of course.
I hope not.
Yeah, just surprising because the way you talk and the reverence with which you speak about your own culture, it's surprising that your name is Len Silverberg from San Luis Obispo.
Well, there's all kinds of cowboys, and some would say that the Jews and the Israelites were the original cowboys, wandering the deserts for 40 years.
Wow.
Till they found the great land of Jerusalem.
Wow.
You ever think about that?
I haven't, but I like that imagery. I like that imagery.
Yeah, you don't want to take a Jew camping most of the time, is what they say.
Who says that?
I don't know.
I don't really need to go that much further into that if you don't want to.
Fair enough.
Well, I do. Why not? Why doesn't a Jew want to go camping?
Uncomfortable.
Okay.
It's just uncomfortable. Yeah, there's no point.
We can cut this part or whatever.
No, it's just uncomfortable.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. You are a much more interesting person than I thought I was going to get when I sat down next to you. I thought I was going to get sort of a single-faceted cowboy, you know, in a suit, wearing a little bolo tie. But I'll tell you what, you're an interesting man, Mr.
I appreciate you. Yeah. You got a loved one that you're waiting for you back in Austin, Texas?
No, I'm kind of between things right now. It's my third restaurant, Bovine.
Yeah.
And my last restaurant, I kind of had a fiance that we were working on that together with, but the restaurant sort of took over the marriage. You know what I mean? We both cared a little bit more about the restaurant than each other. So she has the restaurant and I moved on.
Really?
Yeah.
We
both want to be married to the restaurant, right? Not each other is what we found out.
It's like a thruple almost.
Yeah. I think if we both stayed, it would have crumbled.
Right. The restaurant or the relationship? Well, the relationship did crumble.
The relationship did.
Pardon my...
It's a bit of a reach, but you're right. You're absolutely right. It crumbled and...
Do you miss her?
The restaurant? Absolutely. Hey, now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I'm glad you named your new restaurant after your ex-fiance. Oh,
come on. Come on, Len. Hey, it's okay. Let's get a couple of whiskeys in here, huh?
Please, yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, we'll take a Tillamore Dew whiskey if you got them.
I'll just have whatever you have. Yeah, I'm fine. Just whiskey, please.
Thank you much. And this one's on me. I'll put it on the company card.
Wow. Thank you, Len. I appreciate that. Now, what are you heading out to Austin for? Are you visiting the ranch or?
Well, no, it's a business trip, so it's I'm going to try to find more oil. You're always prospecting if you're in the oil world, so you never know. We know where there's some oil and there's some people who refuse to sell their houses on the oil land. Uh-huh. So
you're going to try to get them to stop refusing.
Can I tell you something? You can't tell anybody this.
Yeah. We're the only ones in the aisle.
I'm going to dress up like a ghost and try to scare them out of the house.
Len, come on. Len, because
they won't take money.
Len, you're kidding me.
Yeah, that's what I got I don't know if you saw me trying to put my big carry-on up there, but that's all different ghost attempts and makeup and stuff like that.
Several ghost costumes.
Several. I worked.
Len, you're fascinating.
I worked with Lucasfilms to try to put together a good go, because my family knows the Lucasfilms.
Famous for their practical effects. Well, I guess you're not talking about ILM, Industrial Light and Magic. That's sort of the more digital aspect.
Well, I told them. I said, we're trying to do more of a New Hope situation than a Phantom Menace situation with what I'm doing here as far as the effects. We'll see. I'm sure hope they're not trying to do it mostly in post because I need to do live scares here. I should have checked. I just took the suitcase. I should have checked.
Yeah, God, so you're going to try to scare multiple families out of their homes wearing some pretty realistic ghost costumes.
I hope they're realistic. Yeah, no, well, I really, wish I double checked.
I don't really believe in ghosts, so what would realistic even be?
That's true. You don't believe in ghosts.
No, I don't think so. I think we're all part of a, big living lineage and everything, but I don't know that each one of us turns into a ghost after. I think that's more metaphorical.
Really?
Yeah, the ghosts of us are our memories and our time here or something like that. I don't know.
So what do you think happens when we pass on to the great beyond?
I think you just sort of pass on. The energy that was in your body goes into the ether, the world, or the ground, or wherever you go.
Really? Maybe Jews believe in a different type of afterlife.
So cowboys more important than Jewish.
Well, when you look at me, which one do you think I value more?
Yeah, you're right. I guess I thought you were kind of trying to fit a mold with the cowboy thing.
No,
but that's real.
It's real. I mean, that's as big of a religion as any of them. You got Judeo-Christian, you got Muslim, you got Buddhist, and you got cowboys.
Mm-hmm. And, the big four.
Yeah.
The big four.
And America, you know, that's a cowboy country through and through. It's in our blood.
I don't think about it because I don't roam the plains much, but there's a lot of them out there.
You got to roam the plains.
I do.
Really makes you feel. Where are your people from?
Well, from Southern California, just outside Orange County.
Okay.
Tustin, if you know it. It's in Orange County, technically. Tustin, yeah, it's fine.
They got a beautiful Toyota dealership in Tustin.
That's true. Toyota of Tustin. Absolutely.
That's right, yeah.
Wow, look at you with the local knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a truck man. You got to be when you're a cowboy. So you got to know where to get the finest Toyotas.
Sure.
And I looked at a Tundra in Tustin. Uh-huh.
Did you get one?
No, I ended up with a Tesla.
You are just a fascinating man, Len. You really are, I'll tell you.
Well, maybe you and I could go. I'm recently also out of a relationship.
You are.
Sorry
to hear that.
Well, you know, it sucks.
Yeah, no, I know. It's. I'm really sorry to
hear
that.
Pardon my language.
It must be tough
for
a man of your age as well. I mean, were you guys together a long time?
45 years.
Wow. So that's that's a whole life together.
That's right.
Wow. Good for you, though, for sticking with it.
Well, we did our best, and it just at the end of the day, once the kids went off to college, it became clear that the whole relationship was defined by the children.
Right.
And once we were alone in the house together, I mean,
nothing there.
A dude like me had to run free, if you know what I mean.
And, I guess so, yeah. You enjoying being single? Sounds like you're looking forward to what's out there.
Well, I imagined myself to be much more young and relevant in my head.
Uh-huh.
You go out to bars, you get on the applications, the dating applications, and there's not a lot out there for a 68-year-old Jew boy, Jewish cowboy.
I see.
Cow Jew?
I think maybe you just have to say them both. You know what I mean? I think you might just have to say both the words. Because neither one just sounds, it's not better, shorter.
We haven't gotten there yet, but we will.
Yeah. Yeah, well, but
I'm sure it's
an interesting community.
I'm hoping Austin has some single women around
some
my
single
age.
Single Jewish cow women?
Well, even that, I don't know about cow women.
I know, I'm just trying to use
each other. We haven't figured it out, have we?
No, we really haven't. You know, I just don't know that we ever will because I don't think people like being associated with cows, you know, in America.
Well, from the man that owns bovine. That's an interesting little
I know,
tip
well,
there.
But we're eating the bovine. We're respecting
That's
them.
That's right.
But, you know, as humans, I think inherently we view ourselves as the top of the food pyramid. Or not food pyramid, but we're not the most important
right, we're not
thing
the
to
most.
Eat. But,
well, the top is actually the desserts.
That's right.
The bottom of the food pyramid is important.
That's right.
Oh,
that's right. Food chain.
The food pyramid. I mean, that's the big bread was on there, big dairy.
Oh my God.
Was all bought and paid for.
Can
by
you
the
believe
industries.
Teaching us that in school?
That's why I homeschooled my kids.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's really brave, actually. I don't think I ever had the confidence to feel like, you know, I know enough.
Well, they turned out pretty weird. So,
I don't know that I did a good job.
Smart as a whip. One of them went to Brandeis.
Wow.
The other one is at cowboy school.
Okay. So no school then.
Well,
that's just kind of what you guys
it's
say.
A camp run by cowboys you can send your kids to, and they kind of learn the tricks of the trade.
That's nice.
And I think she wants to become a a rodeo performer, clown. You know?
You can say clown. Okay, you said cowboy camp. You can say clown.
It's more than clowning. That's part of it, but riding the bulls and the horses and chasing them down.
She just wants to actually compete.
I think so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
No daughter of mine is going to be a rodeo clown.
Well, you know, I'm sure that they're a really important part of that lifestyle.
Well, I don't want to disrespect the Silverberg name. I mean, it's a long line right. of oil, respectable. I mean, my great-grandfather was in the Taft administration.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I think everybody deserves respect, you know, regardless of class status, wherever you are. I'm a chef, right? I'm at the top of my restaurant, but I couldn't do it without the busboys.
Right.
You know, they're not lesser. They're just in a different space.
Oh, that's nice of you to say to them.
Yeah.
You really believe that?
I mean, I pay them a little bit less.
That's what
But I they thought. Get tips. I don't get tips.
That's true, My because you make salary and have insurance and all the stuff.
That's right, but I don't take. I don't think you can do that on the plane.
Oh, I do it everywhere. It's part of my who I am.
Oh, okay. Hey, here's these whiskeys. All right.
Thank you. What's the film of the day, m'lady?
Shaft.
The new one or the original?
I don't think there is a new one. I think there's a most recent one. I don't think there is a new Shaft, is there?
Well, there's there. I think they
Excuse
did
me,
a one.
Cheers.
Oh, L'chaim. And yeehaw. Look.
And yeehaw as well.
Yeehaw.
Okay, I think you just got to say both words. I think both words are nice. Good yeah. cheers. Is.
I hope it's the Isaac Hayes Shaft.
Me too. That's a classic.
Sam Jackson's a great actor, but it's just not. He's not Shaft to me. He's
not
Mace,
for you.
He's Mace Windu.
But that's, yeah, okay, yeah. For me, he's the guy from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I will, Kahuna with Burger. Great vengeance and furious anger.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot in common for how different we are. We get along pretty good.
It makes you think.
It does make you think.
Well, we are both from Southern California. And
that's true, my brother.
And it's seemingly from upper middle class or just upper class.
Yeah,
well,
you could say that.
But
yeah.
You can put the boy into the wealth, but you can't take the cow out of the boy.
That'll take me about a week to decipher, my man. But I trust you. You ever think about a tattoo? I mean, I can't see much of your body, but I'm wondering, do you have any? Do you want any?
I would not want to show disrespect to Elohim by marking my body in any sort of way.
Elohim.
The Lord.
The Lord.
Yes.
Now, am I wrong, or does the Jewish faith have a lot of different ways to say the Lord?
You're not wrong at all, yeah. But, you know, you could think that in English we do, too. God, Lord, the big man.
I don't know if the big man's really on the list, but I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Yeah, if you say the big
What's
man.
What's the difference people? Between Elohim and Hashem?
Oh, well, there's Elohim, there's Hashem, I think there's Adonai. There's Yahweh, which I believe we do not is the name we do not say.
Is that true?
I think so.
Wow.
Not like Voldemort.
Right.
But
now, is that all the same God, or are those sort of like demi-like
multiples? I think
multiples?
It's different ways of saying it. It's like Your Honor, Your Highness.
Yes, but they
the
still
big
believe
guy.
In one.
Yeah, it's just the one big man up there.
Right, because you know a lot
or
of
woman.
Further East religions have many.
Is, yes, which always confused me, because what are they all doing?
I don't know. I guess I don't know.
You tell me there's multiple gods, they got to be mad at each other, and one's like, well, it's really me, and, you know, if there's anything the life on the range has taught me is there can be only one.
Yeah. You got, is there an alpha cow out there? Or I guess you're on the ranch for oil.
Yes, but there's an alpha oil man, you know, and they're the ones that take the most respect, and that's how you get where I've been in business, is you got an alpha.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Alpha and Omega.
That's impressive. I feel, God, this is maybe a little bit gauche. Can I guess your net worth? Because
okay.
we've been talking oil,
All
we've
right.
been talking Southern California, Texas, that's big money and that's old money.
All right.
I'm going to guess, and you haven't told me anything about your company, really.
No.
But I'm going to guess you're almost up in the billions. I'm going to guess 900 million.
Warm.
Warm? I thought I was overshooting it like crazy.
Warm.
A billion?
Getting warmer.
Oh, my God. I'm sitting next to a billionaire. There's only like less than 1,000 of you guys on Earth.
That is correct, yeah.
Holy moly.
Bezos.
Hey, whiskey's on you. I think it's Bezos. I think it's Bezos.
Well, yeah, this whiskey, I'll take the, I'll pay for the whiskey. I'll pay for the whole dang plane here if it'll...
Jeez. Well, it would please me.
Please me.
It would please me.
Oh, thank you, partner.
God, I'll tell you what, now that I know you're a billionaire, this is going great. We should be friends.
I mean, I have always considered investing in restaurants.
Really?
Yes.
What kind of cuisine?
Cowboy Jewish.
Okay. Okay, cowboy Jewish. So cowboy, I'm thinking big steaks, red meat, canna potatoes, beans. Yeah, toast. Ranch food.
Yeah.
Sure, sure. Now, oh, Jewish. Fermented, some sauerkraut, fermented
schnitzels,
things.
Schnitzels. Smashed.
Pounded meats. Pounded okay.
Meats, pastrami.
I think of both cuisines as kind of simple, straightforward, not a lot of greenery.
No, correct. Yeah, no. Well, you know, you get your greens from what the cow's been eating. Is what we always
grass
say.
Fed.
Grass Absolutely. Fed. So that's where your greens coming uh-huh. from. But yeah, maybe
cowboy Jewish.
Something like it was cowboy Jewish.
Cowboy Jewish. That could honestly. These days, you need a bold name for your restaurant. I don't know if Cowboy Jewish might just be the one.
Cowboy Jewish is the name of the restaurant.
You ever gone down to Cowboy Jewish? It's down on Restaurant Row. Or is it Jewish Cowboy? The Jewish Cowboy.
Oh, I like the Jewish Cowboy.
Because then you could have sort of a, you could have the cowboy leaning up against a fence post doing his yarmulke.
Yeah, his yarmulke is a cowboy. It's a tiny cowboy hat that he's doing.
That's right. The Jewish cowboy, this isn't a bad idea.
My friend, let me shake your hand because you got yourself a deal on this one.
Wow.
This
wow.
is, I mean, I will invest in
this. This is IP.
We should maybe talk about one menu item, but I think as far as what we have here, I am very happy.
Absolutely. Yeah, no commitments, but we're interested. We're walking the same direction.
And let's just say if a few of these people are a little terrified out of their houses, I'm going to have a nice little influx of cash coming through.
That's right. Sounds like you don't need it, but yeah, absolutely.
Well, you never know, you know.
God, what an untapped market. Jewish cowboys. Cowboy Jewish.
It's there's a handful out there. And, you know, and I, here is what might happen. And always a concern in my two communities. Mm-hmm. If you get a cowboy and a Jewish person in the same room together, what are they going to talk about? Are they going right. to be disappointed? Is the Jewish guy going to be disappointed about the cowboy food?
Right.
Or is the cowboy going to be a little bit like, why is all of this stewed and pickled? What is this arugula?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
But that's why you got a few people there that are actually Jewish and cowboy. Sort yes. of smooth it over. Maybe some of the waiters are cowboy Jewish.
I'd like it if all of them were.
Well, let's not say all of them, but many of them.
Sure, a handful of cowboy.
It'd be family
Jewish.
Run.
Family run. Yeah, maybe if I could get my daughter out of that clown outfit. I'm coming back. She's absolutely a rodeo clown. I couldn't get her out of it.
I could tell. I didn't want to press you on it, but absolutely, maybe she could be one of the key parts of the restaurant. Cowboy Jewish. She comes in a rodeo clown makeup and sort of, I don't know. We chase her around the restaurant or something.
I love that.
With a bowl?
I love that. A bowl inside the restaurant. Well, maybe it's a mechanical bowl.
That's interesting.
A funny story. I hate to digress, but not only have I heard of bowl in a china shop, I have experienced a bowl in a china shop.
Really?
Yes, I brought my bowl into a china shop to prove it was well-trained.
And how'd it go?
Let's just say the saying exists for a reason.
I'm guessing you bought every piece of china in that shop.
Yes, I own a lot of broken glass.
Well, hey, you can afford
ceramics
it. Good for you.
And
good
et cetera,
for you.
Yes.
You know, you ought to take all that broken stuff and repurpose it. Put it together in some sort of new mosaic.
Oh, that's your artist brain from, thinking. Maybe you are an artist.
Thank you very
Maybe
much.
Maybe I wrote you off too early.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say, you know, destruction leads to new innovation. You know, when something falls down, it's got to be rebuilt but different.
Mm. From death, more life.
Exactly.
Like ghosts.
Sure. You got the ghost on the mind, huh? Now, well, what are your moves going to be as the ghost? Are you going to creep around the outside of the property?
I think straight inside. I think first night, lights on and off, cupboards open.
Classics. Your classics.
Noises, you know. Second night, probably rip a kid out of bed wearing a sheet, you know.
Right. Right. Very good.
Get out.
Very good. What if, can I give you a little tip?
Please.
Because with the of course that's what we all know the ghost to be. Mm-hmm. You ought to throw in something specific that people don't know is what ghosts do, but then it makes sense once they've heard it.
Hmm. I've always thought
Sure. I've always thought ghosts would be freezing because they don't have any clothes on.
Oh.
So some sort of shivering, you know what I mean, would make it scary. Yeah, that's good. I knew it was a real ghost because it was cold.
I didn't know why it was shivering, and then now it makes a ton of sense. It was cold because it didn't have any clothes on.
That's, to me, that's going to make them believe.
Now, does that mean I have to be naked or just in the sheet or something like that?
I think you should wear the sheet for sure. Yeah. I don't think it should be a naked man.
I'm not trying to expose myself to families.
Yeah, yeah. God, you know, talking to you this whole time has been really, really nice.
Likewise. Really nice. Likewise. Usually I like to be a little quiet on the plane.
Same.
Just watch the film, you know?
Yeah. Shaft.
What, by the way, what were you doing in Japan?
Oh, well, I was out there doing a little food tour. I was touring some places trying to get inspired. You know what I mean? I work a lot with beef right now, and I was actually trying to... I work with beef, bovine, all kinds of stuff like that, hoof, everything. But I was out there just trying to dive into the world of fish, you know, and nobody does it better in Japan.
Mm.
Sushis and all kinds of different things, curing and, you know.
I'll tell you what, a cured little salmon. Let me think about this. A cured salmon on top of a pile of Heinz baked beans or something like that.
Oh, Jewish cowboy.
Jewish cowboy kind
of
thing.
This is a great, fantastic idea.
It is. Good. Well, yeah, I think let's do it. I think let's do it.
Okay.
Where
are you thinking? Are you thinking Austin? You thinking L.A., Central Coast, Santa Barbara for Jewish cowboy?
Let's hit all three, maybe all four. I mean, I could get right into it. If you have three friends, I could run up the menu on all three. I think I could
start four restaurants with $400,000.
That's all?
Yeah.
$100,000 each, or you're saying $400,000 for each restaurant?
For the initial investment.
All right. Are you on Zelle or PayPal or Venmo or anything like that?
I am. I don't know if it'll accept $400,000 right away. I mean, maybe your accounts do that. I think I have a limit.
Damn. Well, I could write a check, I guess. I didn't bring my checkbook with me because I'm mostly digital now.
That's good. Well, why don't we
maybe I'll give you
business people.
I'll give you one of those non-fungusable toucans.
You got non right. You got the non word right. Yeah, that could work. You know, why don't you give me your email or your phone number, and I'll give you mine, and we can put sort of our business folks together, because obviously we're the idea men.
Yes.
You know, but I got a guy who sort of checks all the T's and
dots. Oh, that's
the
great. I should do that.
Because I'm working in the kitchen all day. Right. I can't be responsible. You know.
Artists are not money people, generally.
No, classically not.
Yes.
Classically not at all.
Well, yes, that sounds good. I do all my finances personally. I'm my own accountant, but so I'll just get in touch with your people.
Yeah. And hey, when you're in town, you ought to come down to Bovine, you know, sit at the bar.
Well, I'm landing in Austin, so
I can put you on the list tonight.
What's the crowd like there?
Mostly young, hip. You'll see the occasional cowboy hat, sometimes ironic.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate it. I mean, some of us are real cowboys, and we don't want to. What do you mean, well?
Well, I don't know if you're born in San Luis.
I work in oil. I work in oil.
Sounds like you own an oil company from
I grew
coast.
Up around cattle and horses and the whole thing.
Horses?
Well,
sounds
yeah,
like you're
horses.
Still a child.
No, it's just multiple horses. It's horses.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. I mean, that's whatever. But yeah, come on
I don't
down.
Appreciate
it's a,
being mocked.
It's a cool crowd.
I don't appreciate
saying.
Being mocked.
Okay.
I am a real cowboy.
I didn't mean anything
I need to
by
know
it.
That you respect me. You said you value your respect. If
Absolutely.
We're going to get into business together, I don't need to be mocked, sir.
I believe that you're Jewish. I believe that you're a cowboy. 100%.
Very good.
Very good. And you believe I'm an artist, so I think we're on the same
That's
page.
That's right. Okay.
I appreciate it. We're on the up and up here. It's all right.
All right.
It's all right. Well,
I've got a famous cowboy Jewish temper. Sorry about that. I apologize.
Hey, that's all right. I haven't dealt with one of you guys before, and now I guess I know. But that's okay. It works for me. I hear you.
Would you mind? We drank our whiskey, and I didn't bless it before drinking, and I'd say a little prayer for the...
You want to throw these out?
Would you mind throwing the whiskeys out since I didn't say
prayer? Yeah, I'll dump it on the carpet right here. No problem. We'll get a couple new ones. Excuse me.
Sir!
He didn't bless the whiskey, sir. So we need a couple of new ones.
Well, just give it to me next time.
Tillamore Dew and a Maker's, please. I'm with a billionaire. It's fine. He'll cover it.
I got it.
See? Hey, this works. This freaking works, my man. And I am excited as all get out because Bovine was just the first thing after my failed last restaurant.
Failed.
You know what I mean? Not failed, but I had to leave it.
Right.
I'm so excited for the Jewish Cowboy.
I am regretting briefly, momentarily, not asking any follow-ups about your other restaurant, even how Bovine is doing.
Bovine's doing great. Come on down.
Okay, great.
Lots of young people in there. It's great.
Awesome. All right, great.
Yes, we're moving forward.
Are you in the black?
Huh?
Financially, are you making money?
Oh, we're making
more money than you're spending?
We're making money, absolutely, yes.
Where do you source your cattle from?
Well, we use Harris Ranch.
Really? In Northern California?
Yes, Northern California.
To Austin.
We do some there.
There's none in Texas?
We do Lone Star Ranch as well, down in Texas, absolutely. But we find that the Harris Ranch got a little bit more game to them. Some of that Central Valley grain, I think, is what we're looking for.
Would you mind for ours, instead of Lone Star Ranch, doing Star of David Ranch?
That's fine. If you can connect me, absolutely.
Fantastic. It's all kosher cows.
It's all kosher cows.
That's right.
Cool.
Well, cows are inherently kosher, but they just make sure that we bless them with the rabbi.
Yeah, the processes are...
And it's hard to find a cowboy rabbi.
I'm sure.
Well, I'm going to take a bit of a nap.
Yeah, I'm going to put on Shaft and probably just get lost in it. So why don't we reconvene this at the Admiral's Club on the other side?
I'd love to see you right there. I mean, sounds we'll see good. Each other when we wake up. And
yeah, we'll be off the plane together. We'll walk to the club together.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Fantastic.
Yeah, you can get us in, I assume.
I am so sorry I forgot your name.
It's okay. That's okay.
All right.
I'll see you in a couple hours.
Dear, a sleep mask and a blankie, please.
Make that two blankies.
Oh, you got to try a sleep mask.
All right. Get it.
Oh, you're going to watch the movie, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, hey. I'm really excited for this new opportunity and this new friendship.
Likewise.
I love you.
Good night.
Good night.